Welcome to the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack, Married Man Jay, and Married Man Kim this week. This is the show that answers all your advice, anything you have from relationship to, well, whatever you have out there. We do it because, hey, we're that good.
I feel like the theme of this episode, or at least the music I should be playing, is I touch myself. I don't know what's after that part, but.
Yeah. You really love this fact. Like, Jay, like, you really, really love, like, yes. Thirst continues.
The thirst continues.
I've had brief moments of quenching, but other than that,
I picture you walking through, crawling through a desert.
You know, I do too. I was going to say that. Is it kind of like where in the cartoons they're crawling through the desert and they see this oasis and they get there and they're like drinking the water and then they realize it's just sand that they're drinking?
It's more like a marathon, and now I'm a runner, so it's kind of like aid stations. So there's like the full 26 miles, and then like every 6 or 7 miles, there's like you can pick up a tiny cup of Gatorade or water and quench that thirst, and then you have to continue on for another.
You're messing your mouth, right?
It's missing someone's mouth for sure.
But don't runners have like a high? Don't they like? Don't they say the runner's high?
I don't think that analogy works completely because there isn't like a thirst high at all. I haven't like honestly, maybe I have reached the point where it's like, okay, well, I'm like a camel. Whenever it happens, it happens. I don't need it. No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. I wish that was true, but for me, it's not true. Also, I feel like the running analogy doesn't work because like in between the aid stations. Runners don't tend to like, you know, like use water on themselves or like frequently like, you know, are dousing themselves between aid stations, you know, like constantly.
Camels have the hump, so you have hump day. So I guess that wouldn't apply to you either, right?
No, Wednesdays are a terrible day for me. So most days aren't hump day. So
now my question for you is to the camel analogy. When you do get a chance to stop and get a drink of water, do you get to at least savor the moment, or is she like, all right, hurry along, I got stuff to do, let's go?
You're married and have a kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What, you think savoring is part of that? It's like, okay, let's get this done before someone starts crying and it might be you.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, well.
Gotta go.
Oh, man.
Finish yourself off.
Well, it seems like most of the feedback for today's episode, and we'll save that for a little bit later, but most of the feedback is centered around the Naughty Catholics email that she sent last week on the topic.
Two weeks ago.
Was it two? Oh, that's right, yeah. Did we not do one last week?
No, we didn't do
that's
one last week.
That's right. This past few weeks have been a blur. But we are going to respond to some of those and maybe dig in a little bit deeper because I feel like in Tim's situation, he might be the best person to answer some of these types of questions.
Perfect timing for Tim's spot.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. The Naughty Catholic, you said it perfectly that you opened it in Boston's podcast, and now it's going to be maybe settled in Tim's podcast. Who knows?
You guys had to bring in the expert. Well, I'm here, guys, and I can tell you, yeah, I got some opinions on the Naughty Catholic. So,
well, the Naughty Catholic also sent an email in.
Oh,
so there's a response from her as well. So
there's a rebuttal.
But anyhow, excited to dig into that today. And before we get into anything today, I'd like to thank the people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. We have hit over $800 a month. It's very exciting. I think we have 132 patrons. Become the 133rd today. We have different levels, whether you want to give a dollar up to $500, and each level has a certain special thank you that we give to you. Like the $15 level, you get an exclusive podcast, an exclusive Facebook feed, and then you also get access to all of the archives, the Jay and Jack archives. So really cool stuff. Check it out. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to jayandjack.com and click on the link Become a Patron to become one today. We also have a fantastic fantastic partnership right now with Loot Crate over at lootcrate.com/JandJack. For less than $20 a month, you get a box worth $45 of geeky goodness, and each month has its own theme. And Jack, luckily, is here to tell us what this month's special theme is and what they're going to get in that box. Jack, what's this month's theme?
You get your own sock.
Crusty sock?
Eventually it will be. It comes clean. And so it's your own special sock to help you with those long summer nights. So any geek out there who likes socks or just one sock, it's perfect for you.
Well, you can sign up today. Use the promo code JandJack. And you can get yourself this month's special theme.
Mom, don't touch my sock.
I don't know. That box kind of sounds like it sucks.
I guess that's a question. Do you keep your wife away from your sock?
Well, not only do you get the sock, but the theme is dystopia. So things from properties like Matrix, Fallout, RoboCop, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and more, today. So definitely check that out. Gentlemen, how has the world's been for you this week?
It's been all right for me.
You went to a vineyard today?
I went to a vineyard. I am in video production, so I shoot and edit video. We've been doing a lot of shoots. So it's ranged from we were out in a vineyard shooting beauty shots and interviews in a vineyard. Yesterday, I spent all day shooting salad and Ooh. Beauty shots of lettuce. And then prior to that, I actually got to shoot at a zoo and involved shooting
you didn't shoot any gorillas, right?
Gorillas. Nope. Yeah. Not that type of shooting. But I was around lions, tigers, bears, and elephants. Oh, yeah. Oh my. And had one of the legitimately most scary moments of my career when they said like, "Oh, okay, we're gonna feed the tiger now with a bottle." Oh, okay. We're gonna need you to shoot that. Oh, okay. Come in the tiger exhibit, and I'm like, oh, okay, sure, because you know you do what the client tells you to do, and it's like, oh, it'll be fine. We'll put the tiger on the chain, and you know that the animal's trained to be around people or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but I, you know, tigers and zoos and attacks. Okay, and so we get in there, and it's a white tiger, and the guy's feeding it a bottle, and I'm looking around. He brought like these helpers in, and they're all standing like in front of me in the camera. Mm-hmm. And they're all holding like poles or like.
But it's a baby tiger, right? It's not that scary.
Fire extinguishers. Well, it was a full grown female tiger.
Oh, never mind. Okay. All right. So well, Siegfried, one that can murder you.
Siegfried and Roy had a tiger. I don't think that worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah. We even brought that up to that guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, that guy had problems before the tiger attack. And we're like, okay.
Stop putting the bologna on your face.
Okay, so yeah, but I survived being in a tiger enclosure. And in fact, I actually honestly think the elephant wanted to hurt me more than the tiger did. The tiger pretty much ignored me. I was standing next to the elephant enclosure, and it was like basically this wire fence in between the two of us. Mm-hmm. 'Cause they do like a thing where you can walk up and feed the elephants carrots or apples or whatever, and I'm standing there, and the elephant just comes charging and like running at the fence and stops like right at the fence, and then like reaches its trunk out for me, and I'm looking through my camera, so I'm like, oh, I'm like zoomed in, so it you know, objects appear closer than they actually are. But then I looked up from my camera and was like, oh no, I'm zoomed all the way out. I'm that elephant is like seconds away from snatching me.
Yeah, and like so
I took one step back.
It's an elephant, though. They're not very mobile. Couldn't you just get
out of the
way?
No, elephants are mobile. They, like, kill people all the time. Yeah.
Well, because people stand there looking at them. Oh, look at the cute elephant.
No, they're fast.
I know they're fast. But only thing is, we just had to cut out, like, 2 minutes of the best podcast ever was because we got that it was spoilers. So, anyway, just move.
You should zigzag, right? If the elephant's charging you. Because I don't know if sucking would work in that situation.
Yeah. But you hear what happened in Brazil? and you, maybe you didn't know about this ahead of time, Tim. I just read it before we started recording. Their Olympics is going off. They're having nothing but great success day after day. And I guess they had some ceremony with the Jaguar. They made the Jaguar come out here, and it got loose, so they had to shoot and kill it.
Damn.
So that's in Brazil.
Well, I'm glad you told him that after his encounter with all these animals.
They should have just let it to the water.
Wouldn't that
have killed it?
That's my feeling, is like, you can't trust cats. And a tiger is just a big giant cat, and it wants to kill. And and then you expect like an elephant to be nice, but that elephant, like, I looked up, its trunk was like coming at me. I took a step back, just luckily out of its range, and I looked into its eyes, and all I saw in its eyes were like the most hatred and anger I've had anyone ever look at me, even like my wife. And this elephant was like, yeah, you're dead. If I would have shook you around. I would have grabbed that camera and smashed it.
So
I don't know.
I'll never go to the zoo again.
So,
never.
No, but then, do you know what the elephant did? The elephant turned around and then shit and pissed everywhere, like violently. Like, it was like a solid 2 minutes. Now,
have you had problems with elephants before? Because they have great memories, right? Maybe you did something to this elephant like 10, 15 years ago as a kid or something. Maybe you're poking at it with a stick, and it
remembers. Maybe it's like a blacked out memory or something. But I have no idea at all. But yeah. So that was my encounter with like wildlife and game. I also had a capuchin monkey on my shoulder, so that was cool.
What's a capuchin monkey? How big is that thing?
That, think of like Marcellus from Friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, or Night at the Museum, that one monkey in that one.
Wasn't it Marcel? Okay. I don't know if it was Marcel. That's Wynton Marcellus, right? The jazz trumpeter.
Yeah, Marcel. I think it was Marcel.
Excuse me, whatever.
So it's okay, Nick.
Well, I think it's Marcellus, actually.
It could have been Marcellus.
Oh, no, my internet work geek.
Oh, come on now.
Sorry, shots fired, Nick.
It's internet, you know, he's moving to L.A. He's going to have better internet in L.A. Just in time for the season to be done.
Just in time for Games of Thrones to end. So.
Actually, I am going to shoot some fire, because I don't think any of the other Married Men co-hosts listen to the show when they're not on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially that one guy who only plugs his other show. What's his name? I don't remember. There's Boston, there's Nick, and then the other guy.
Brian. Brian's his name.
Oh, Brian. Yeah. That guy.
Does he do another podcast?
Yes. Oh, I don't know. I wonder. I don't know. I didn't listen to that episode for every 2 minutes. I tuned out every 2 minutes.
Oh, man.
We need it, like, when we wrap up this whole guest tour of duty, that's right. That's what we said we're going to do at the $1,000 level, a battle royale with all of the guest hosts to duke it out in one episode.
Yeah.
Nick better invest in some broadband or dial up, at least.
He's in Tennessee. It's not his fault.
Yeah, any southern state, apparently.
No, our internet's pretty good here.
Yeah, oh, that's true. You guys are in the South. I forget. You don't sound like it.
Well, because I'm not from the South. Nobody's from the South. I guess Zachary's from the South.
That's right. Zach's a hick.
Oh, don't say that. Shut up.
He's going to say recon.
Recon.
Settle down. Settle down.
We're not going to say anything.
Settle down.
That was a joke just for Jack.
Oh, I got it.
Hey, guys, I took a bath this morning.
Oh, you did? How do you do a bath in the morning? That's so weird.
20-minute bath. It's nice and relaxing.
I can't remember the last time I've taken a bath.
Soaked my knee.
What's wrong with your knee?
What did you do to your knee?
I popped my knee yesterday. I woke up and then the top of my foot hurt.
You soaked your knee. I thought you said you soaked your knee.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm not getting that either. I'm not that flexible.
Tim, you thank you again so much for guest hosting Game of Thrones. I thought you did a great job last week, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I had a lot of fun.
So
you heard it. you heard it was great, or you heard it and it was great?
No, yeah, I heard it was great. I don't listen to the podcast.
I don't listen to it either.
Yeah, I know. I figured. I didn't listen to it either. So
no, but the word on the street is you're very popular. So Jack wants to replace me with you next year. So just be ready.
My body is ready. All I got to say is this episode way better than the episode I got to talk about. So no spoilers, but thumbs up to the thumbs down from last week. So,
you're good this week.
I liked it this week.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
It wasn't everything, but it was good. I like where they're going.
Yeah. Like Hard Home, I think is still my favorite. Hard Home's my favorite.
Yeah. I think the Red Wedding is still better. Hard Home is. Yeah.
I mean, Hard Home was just so amazing.
Remember, be careful.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying anything, but Hard Home was just so good. Red Wedding, I was just depressed.
We don't want to cut out 2 more minutes of the podcast.
yeah, that was our best 2 minutes. It's all been downhill since, too.
Podcasting gold, cut away again.
Cut it out all because of recon.
Well, sometimes you got to do reconnaissance. It's a thing.
That's true.
It's like that Lost Married Man show that was lost forever. It was probably our best one ever. And
nah, it wasn't our best one ever.
Jake fucked it up. It was.
Our best Married Man shows was like the first 13, and then it was shit for another 10 years.
No. When did you come full time? Oh, it was like episode 14.
Yeah, exactly. I ruined it. I ruined the magic.
yeah, magic.
And Dale stopped caring, so it was just as good.
It's not the first time.
Anyway,
Dang.
So this weekend I did a toy show and sold a lot of toys. And
how many did you buy?
I bought something for Zach. I bought a couple things for Zach, and I did a trade. I got an almost mint, gym mint condition Darth Vader on a Return of the Jedi card, which I was pretty pumped about. that's pretty cool. Like a vintage Star Wars figure, still mock.
I'm mint on card.
But I do these toy shows to pay back my debt to the bank, De Glatfelter. Have I told you guys about this in our situation we have in our household? Bank, De Glatfelter. So Colleen is the one that's responsible with money in this house. So she manages the money. And I have my own credit card to spend on things that I want, like stupid, frivolous things. And then...
Like tons of Ecto Cooler drinks?
Like tons of Ecto Cooler drinks. Like I have like 4 cases of them.
Nerf guns.
I noticed on Sunday you didn't offer anybody else an Ecto Cooler.
If you guys would have wanted Ecto Cooler, I could have given it to you. I sold them for $5 a can at the show. So for $5, you could have had your stuff. No, I'm kidding. You had a sip of it. You liked the Ecto Cooler.
Well, it had alcohol in it.
But it was vodka. You didn't really taste the vodka. Yeah. Anyway.
What's the name of that drink when you mix Ecto Cooler with vodka? That sounds delicious. What would you name it?
Got to be Geek something.
What would you call Ecto Cooler?
I mean, is it a slimer? I mean, you go easy and call it a slimer.
Well, because it's a citrusy drink. It's a tangerine orange drink in an orange juice and vodka as a screwdriver. So would it be a? Well, this is way too geeky for Ghostbusters, but so the thing they actually use to shoot the ghosts, the gun part of it, is called a neutrino wand. So you could say that, or you could say like PKE meter, right?
Sure, we could do all that.
It's tool.
You lost me like 20 minutes ago, but keep talking.
So
it's
anyway.
It's called a recon. That drink is called a recon.
We've gone full recon.
full recon.
But, no.
It's your recon. I'm about to get my recon, guys.
Oh, this has devolved so quickly. So the Bank Day Glatfelter works out. So these shows, I sell a lot of toys and stuff that I generally buy, but I don't really want anymore. And then that goes to pay off the debts that I've accumulated to the Bank of Colleen.
Is that working out pretty good for you?
Uh, Yes, it works out all right because I'm not very responsible with money. Colleen's really good with money, and it's a good mutual thing. I get to spend money, and then I have to make sure I can pay back those debts. So I'm kind of like a Lannister in a way. Yeah.
But, sounds like spin to me, but okay, good for you.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm bringing up the money thing here because, like, in terms of relationships, everybody's a little bit different. So in our house, Colleen kind of controls the money because she's good with money. How is it for the other two married men out here in the audience?
Well, I am in charge of the money. I'm good with math, so I'm the one that's always nervous about money and probably would be in the Colleen section. But Jules, my wife, is really good with like asking before she used to, like, early on in the relationship, just be like, I spent all this money, I went shopping. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And now she's very, very good. I mean, really, all of our like big splurges go to, like, you know, the kids and their obsessions, and she jules us to get clothes every now and then. I was looking at pictures of myself from like 20 years ago, and I was wearing the shirt that I was in that picture. Like,
oh shit.
So I rarely get new clothes, so it's like some clothes stay classic, and then
Well, you keep wearing them till they come back in style.
You know, hey, white t-shirts never go out of style.
See, I wish they were white t-shirts, but it's like plaid shirts or polo shirts, and I have some t-shirts that like are classic.
Rob has, so you're like, Rob has a podcast. He only has one shirt, right?
Exactly. Yeah, one plaid. But yeah, so that's kind of, I'm kind of the guy in charge. That really, like, that's why we're like always up in the air of like, oh, we're gonna make it this week. Why is Tim in charge of this? You know, it's like, but we're good. She's pretty good. No weird collections that she has or anything that she like feels compelled to buy.
So no compulsive buying in your household.
No, really. And I cured myself of most of my addictions to buying things. Really, right now, the only thing that I'm like compelled to buy is my daughter Charlotte collects these toys, and they're called Tsum Tsums, and they're from Disney.
Oh, yes, I've seen those.
And they look like little pill bugs, but they're stuffed. And the problem is they like make them for every Disney movie. And now, because Disney owns Star Wars, they make Star Wars ones. And so Charlotte's able to work me because she's like, Daddy, there's new Star Wars Tsum Tsums, and I'm like, well, I like Star Wars, and I'm gonna have to buy you toys you're collecting, then let's go get all the new Star Wars ones. And so that's the only thing I find myself compelled to buy is, like, my wife even sent me an email this morning, and it's like, The Force Awakens Tsum Tsums are released, and I'm like, I need to go before the rare ones sell out. But then I'm like, no, we don't need any more. She is 24. She doesn't need any more. It's fine.
Now, what if your wife would have said, hey, I want to have sex at this time. You can't go out and get a Tsum Tsum.
I would. Duh. No choice. I'd throw all my daughter's Tsum Tsums in the garbage disposal.
For just 1 minute in the sun?
Yeah, exactly.
But then you should throw it, get all chewed up, and then she goes, oh, wait, I can't right now.
Oh, I'm not in the mood anymore. Just be like, all right, well, there.
It took too long chewing up those toys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Charlotte's crying because you destroyed all her Tsum Tsums, so there's no chance.
So nothing for you.
Oh, that's great.
No recon for you.
No recon.
Actually, Jackson, how's it work in your? I know how it works in your household, but
well, you know how
for the sake of the game,
my wife recently admitted if she would have listened to me from day one, we could have retired 10 years ago. I'm just saying. That's just all I'm saying.
Retired? That's pretty intense.
I've always been pretty good with money.
Yeah,
and it's like we fight. I'd say 99.9% of our fights are about money.
Mm-hmm.
It just there's things that just she gets on this, but she's slowly, I've slowly got her to my side of thinking because I think, well, we're getting older. And I said, hey, you don't want to be that person, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody that's working when they're like 79, 80 years old because they want to, because they have to. I go, do you want to be that person? She goes, no.
So you just go in the Walmart and show them like the Walmart greeter?
anybody. I just sometimes a Walmart greeter wants to be the Walmart greeter. There's some people that work because you know it keeps you alive. I'm not making fun of people that want to work. You want to work, do whatever you want. I don't look down on any job, but I said, do you want to be that person that's they're miserable, they're just working there because they have to?
Right.
You want to be that person?
My dad's that type of guy who he retired and he was bored. And so he got a job and he works at a arena near where we live. It's called SAP. It's where the Sharks play.
Sorry for your Sharks. Actually, it's been a bad couple weeks for the Bay Area.
Yeah. Survivor's my sport, but okay. my brothers and my parents are very bummed, and Julianne, everyone around here is bummed, and I'm like, oh, did you hear who's on season 34?
Like, fuck you, Tim. Fuck you.
Someone's like, oh, you're on off season right now. I'm like, yeah, it's the off season. I'm really enjoying it. But
you're walking around just chipper, walking along. Everybody else is depressed around you.
So my dad's an usher at the tank, and that's where the Sharks play, the tank. And
oh, that's cute.
Because they're sharks, man.
You know, sharks should be in the ocean, man, not in a tank, you sicko.
Yeah, that's why. But
there's gonna be a documentary out on that soon.
He gets to see all of the games, and he gets to go to concerts and stuff. Like he's seen Lady Gaga.
That's a good gig. That's a good post retirement gig.
He's gonna see Adele, and he saw Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus, all those people that he loved. Jay-Z, he saw, and he's like. He's just like, I don't know what the music's about, but it sounds okay.
Wait, is your dad from the South? Because he sounds like he's from the South in your recreation of his voice.
I don't know
what Recon's all about, but I don't know.
I feel like I was just doing Nick for some reason. I'm good for like one impression, and like I was turned to him, so that's gonna be my
he's
dad.
Your muse.
Yeah, he's like,
you said your dad's a big hockey fan, right?
Yeah, my dad's a huge hockey fan. So took a picture in front of the Stanley Cup. So we say he jinxed him. So
well, you can't touch it till you win it. That's the saying. But so is he ever like if something's going on really like a good fight or something? Something exciting going on in the game, and someone comes, hey, where's my seat? Does he say, hold on a second?
Yeah, well that's the whole thing. Is like he gets like. He basically is standing there. He says like the bad gig is because the ushers sometimes they get put like the worst job is to be like the one that guards the locker room because you can't see the game and there's no TV monitors down there. Right, so you're just standing in front of a door. But he's like he's on TV all the time. Like my mom sends me pictures of the game and you can like see him behind the bench and stuff. And he's just standing there with like big old grin on his face. And he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind like, yeah, your seat's over there somewhere. So, so yeah, he's the type of guy that like likes to work. So to in the long way of saying it, you know, he does that just for enjoyment. Cause else he'd be bored.
Yeah. That's me. I don't think I could just flat out retire. I'd have to keep working.
Well, this is your job, right? You could just be a podcaster.
Yeah, you could be a podcaster.
That's true.
My post-retirement goals are I want to have enough money so I can just start my own little comic book shop / toy shop, and then I just run that 5 days a week. And then I have like nerd friends that come over, and we just talk about nerd stuffs.
So,
isn't that already a TV show with Kevin Smith?
Yeah, like I would want something like that. That'd be fun. You know, just have a little shop. Don't have to worry about it making money or anything. It's just as long as it kind of keeps itself solvent. And then
you just need enough to like be able to afford the depreciation.
Back, you know, I just be able to pay back Colleen, the bank day Glatfelter.
Right. True.
And then it'll be fine.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, just like a little mom and pop.
That always sounds good, and then like you realize when you have your own business, like how much more work it is.
Well, yeah, but if you're relying on your own business to like pay the bills, then yeah, it's gonna suck. But if you don't care,
is the business gonna pay for itself?
Yeah, like that's just as long as it pays for itself, or it may have enough money that it doesn't even have to pay for itself, just to do it for fun.
Wow.
Yeah, just like buy
at you, man.
Or buy like a shopping center and then rent out all the other spaces, and then I just have my own little space in there.
Oh, she's going to buy a shopping center now.
Yeah.
So went from a mom and pop to now buying a shopping center. No. I got the shopping center, and I got to buy the whole block. Yeah. Wait.
We got to have investments.
Is there a small town? Wait, I'm buying Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to buy Detroit. Well,
actually, I want Detroit for pretty cheap.
I just want enough money to buy a Hawaiian island so I can populate it with people that I like and have my own comic book shop there and pay the people to shop at the comic book shop and talk to me about things that I like.
Can you be my friend, please? Please.
I'm going to name the town Recon after my favorite thing.
Oh man.
Anyway, so
like those people that buy an island, like those people, you've seen those shows, but they go out and they just buy an island. Have you seen those shows?
I have actually.
And they go, I don't know what's I don't know what's going on here. It's like $9 million for an island. I don't know.
But there's that. Listen, there's nothing wrong with dreaming. All right, so if I want to dream, go to buy a shopping center.
I don't care if you can buy an island, buy an island. I just, why would you buy an island though? We can have friends over. You're buying an island to get away from people. Why would you have friends over? I never get that.
Because you have to bring the friends over to show, like, look at how much money I have. I bought an island.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Be jealous.
What do your neighbors do? Oh, you don't have any.
Oh, your island's nice, but look at my isthmus. Isn't it awesome? My archipelago here is like much better than your one island.
Also, I have a comic.
That's archipelago. It's archipelago. Archipelago.
I think it's archipelago.
Oh, fuck you!
Oh, my internet could be out again.
But still, geography. That's really good. That's when you know Married Man's kicking on all gears.
Yeah. Good. It's a good episode when you bring it up the word of day calendar terms.
But before we get into our emails, do want to say that we have is it a sister show or like an opposite of this show with the broadcast? They did their first show, I think it was posted this week. But things from a female's perspective, whether it's news, different topics, stuff like that. Because
why we had you on the show.
So if you hate the fact that Tim is such a sexist, we have an alternative. and you can check that out.
I don't know how that rumor got started, but it's out there, man.
It is out there. Like, I didn't start that rumor. I'm just saying.
I think I did.
My word. But I refuse to listen to that girl show. Who wants to hear them talk about their periods for years? Oh, my period was real spotty this week. I like how they're Nick too. The girl show's impression. That's my only impression this week, guys. It's just gonna be Nick. Everyone's Nick. Hey, I'm Colleen, and my period's really light today. Oh no, I'm Shandy. Mine's very heavy. And I'm the other girl, and I have a podcast I'll mention every 3 weeks about periods. And I'm reeking.
Because I'm still on my period.
I'm not old enough to have my period.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so check that show out. It's real good.
Oh shit! Anyway,
a good laugh. Thank you, Tim. I need a good laugh. It was good.
But yes, if you want a good, hour of period talk, check it out. Broadcast. It's on the whole enchilada feed. I think they'll have their own feed eventually.
Seriously, it was only like 70% period talk. The other 30% was about like menopause.
Oh man, okay, all right.
Oh my god, that was funny. We'll get some hate mail for that one, but that's okay.
Well, again, Tim's the sexist, so it's all right.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah. It was Nick. I'm Nick, and I was saying it. Send it in. I'm on next week. I don't like women. I hate them. They're bring send in my you hate male women. Just because my accent sounds like I'm sexist, it's true. I am sexist. Oh no, my internet. Oh, he dropped off, guys. Nick dropped off. It's bad.
Nick's killing me. Oh God. Okay.
All right. Anything else before? Actually, I do want to say kudos to LeBron James. I think everybody gives him a lot of shit, but he did it. He pulled it off. He went back to his hometown. Got the
thanks, LeBron. Cleveland. Now San Diego's the longest drought team without winning a.
But I was literally I had tears in my eyes. I was so happy for Cleveland because like that's how
come
shitty.
On, come
it,
on,
no,
come on,
that's
come
how.
On. You had tears in your
yes!
eyes for Cleveland.
Because that's you how bat, shitty. Hold on.
I've said I've been to Cleveland and like it. You bash Cleveland.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Were you on your period? Shit. Tears? Okay.
I may have been. I may have been.
I literally had tears in my eyes. I've ever seen.
It was a really heavy flow of tears.
Honey, get me a tissue.
super absorbent one.
Kotex.
Yeah, that works.
One with the applicator.
I need the wings, damn it. The one with the wings.
Who are you, Paul Kelsey?
Anywho.
The hockey coach, the hockey ref that puts it in his helmet.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, to keep the sweat from rolling down his eyes.
Oh, that works for you.
Yeah, I'm not making that up.
I got emotional because that's how shitty it is being a San Diego fan. Like I feel for the other towns that are going through similar droughts. So, I was very happy for him. It was a great game though. I'm not a basketball fan, but that was a fun series.
I rooted for Cleveland. I'm happy. But now I guess LeBron James face is now taking over from Michael Jordan's face. The crying.
Michael Jordan's the best. That's why Jay had the tear in his eye because he's felt bad.
Well, oh. Jay was taking a selfie. Maybe I can be the guy, but no.
No.
No one wants that.
Kudos to him. It was good stuff. It was good stuff. All right, you guys.
They were saying if they didn't win, he might opt out of his contract.
Hmm. They're saying now if he won, he might leave again. Like, who cares? You know, just let him be. Like,
well,
at this point,
stay in Cleveland, LeBron.
But he's non-conventional. He'll just do what he wants to do, and that's fine.
Well, okay, if you're going to leave this time, don't have a big party.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And don't leave the city that you've been there your whole life and say, oh, I'm going to Miami.
Now, I think if he did leave, he'd go to L.A. to play with Chris Paul. But anyway.
With the Clippers?
Yeah, the Clips.
No fucking way. He goes to the Lakers before he goes to the Clippers.
Fuck the Lakers.
No way. There's no way. He's not going to play with those guys. The Clippers, no.
The Clippers are the better team. Lakers suck. The
Clippers are cursed. There's no way they can win.
So is Cleveland. I think he stays in Cleveland. Either. It was really cool. It was so cool to see like all the videos from Cleveland. And they, like everybody's so happy and excited. Like it was like I'm not a heartless man.
If your team wins, you're supposed to get excited and be happy?
But I'm saying, but it's they've been through so. Like I feel it. I feel their feels because you know
you
San Diego. San Diego has a one year longer of a drought. Now again, we don't have a basketball team, so they've had more teams.
AFL
not
championship in 1963.
If you even count AFL championships,
I do count that. And the 10 of 11 years winning the indoor soccer league
in terms of a major league sport.
Well, it was major indoor soccer is what they called it. So
either way. Happy for Cleveland.
No,
kudos,
I'm
Cleveland.
Happy for Cleveland. Cleveland rocks.
So, you guys ready to get into these emails?
No.
Yeah, I guess if we have to.
So, what do you think? Should I leave Naughty Catholics for last, or I don't want to leave Naughty Catholics for last, and then
I would do hers last. Maybe her husband said that. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm just making a joke because that's what she kind of said. So.
Listen, like we have a female podcast now, so we can just be ourselves because we have the other half, you know, represented, right? Isn't that how this works?
Sure, that's how it works.
Not probably not. No. Anyway,
I didn't know talking about.
I'm kind of upset, though, because Tim usually does a good job getting calls into the podcast, and there's none this week. So good job, Tim.
What?
Not a single call came in. What?
For real?
For real.
Oh, my God. My network of... Oh, I have to... I am pissed at, like, so many people.
I get this is like your third one in, so you're probably like, I don't really give a shit anymore. But
so he's phoning it in now.
Yeah, he's phoning in by not getting phone calls. So good job.
I thought it was me just phoning in at this point. I guess it's
this is amazing because I had like 3 weeks to get phone calls because Boston bumped me once, and then you know we took a week off, and then we're here now.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
I talked to my contacts like 4 or 5 times. Like, I mean, I'm disappointed. I'm going to blame that girl show. They took all my calls.
Hey, you should, when you call your contacts next time, do it in the Nick voice.
Then they'll call into his show. But that's disappointing. I expected at least Uncle Larry to call in. That's weird.
I know. I feel like you have a good connection with Uncle Larry.
All right.
Hey, how's your brother-in-law doing?
Oh,
still living with you?
Yeah, of course. Where's he going to go?
Well, I'm just wondering. I just didn't know if anything has changed on that front.
Oh, no. It's great. I love it. We're going to go. We just signed another lease, so we got him for another year at least.
You signed the lease or you all three signed the lease?
Well, just me, so I could kick him out if I wanted to. he's doing good. Let's see. What did he do? He actually he took a trip to Idaho to visit a friend, and he was gone for like a week, and we lived like we're actually like, you know, somebody who wasn't burdened with an adult another adult living with us.
An adult child.
Yeah, an adult.
So he actually knows somebody that lives in Idaho.
Yes, friend. He has a friend who lives in Idaho. And then he went out there. Because he got angry at me one day and he's like, I just quit my job and I go live in Idaho. And I'm like, go for it, man. Enjoy. And then because I was like giving him shit about something or whatever, you know, it's like, hey, you should like, you know, pick up garbage when you throw it on the ground. Or it's like, why is there like change in bottle caps all over the floor in your room? Like, try living like an adult, man.
Go pee all over the toilet seat.
It's like, hey man, you know, you could buy your own toilet paper instead of like just, you know. He came up to me, oh, we're out of toilet paper. I'm like, yeah man, people buy toilet paper when they're adults, like why am I responsible for providing you with toilet paper? So then like he went to Idaho and he came back. I'm like, so you're gonna move there? He's like, fuck no, it sucks there.
Skateboards, right?
Yeah, he's a skateboarder. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Don't see a lot of skateboard parks. I could be wrong in Idaho.
He said he took a skateboard and he was all worried about going to Idaho too. He's like, you have to help me book my flight. I'm like, why?
And he's like, right, I can't do it.
I don't know. Yeah. Did I tell you guys that already?
Yeah. You did.
I helped him book his flight. And then he was all nervous. I drove him to the airport. He's like, do you think they'll let me take my skateboard on as a carry on? And I'm like, I don't know. Did you look on the website like I told you? He's like, you fly all the time. I'm like, never with a skateboard. I'm like, I don't know. I don't care.
I'm an adult.
He asked me to park and walk him in past security.
Like 30, right? 31? Is it right?
He's 32. And I'm like, no, I'm dropping you off. I'm not paying to park to help you walk you in. You're a big kid. You can go do it yourself. I'm
all
like,
the way up the gate and hand him over to the flight attendant. Here you go.
We got here like 2.5 hours early because you were that nervous. And he was flying on like a middle of the week, so it was going to be slow anyway. So that's him. And then it was really touching though. Like I opened up my Father's Day card and my two kids had signed it, my dog had signed it, and Uncle Robbie had signed it. my brother-in-law had signed the Father's Day.
Did he chip in for the card?
It was handmade, so probably. I'm sure I paid for the piece of paper, but whatever.
It's the thought that counts, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's jump into these emails here. First one we got is from John Norton. Long time contributor and son. Like, he would call back into the Lost podcast years ago. And he's also part of the Tribe crew, right, Tim? Something like
hey,
that. He's
I know that
those.
Guy.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
I thought Norton was like 45 years old.
Yeah.
Because he has a very adult voice. I mean, he's adult now, but I mean, he has a great voice.
Yeah, I thought he was like an old man, like when he called in first.
When I finally saw him, I went, oh, he's young. Okay.
Well, I feel like his name is old, though. John Norton.
Yeah.
John Norton was born in the 20s, suffered through the Great Depression, and he's here today to send us an email. He's got a great voice. I wish I had like 1% of his voice, and it wouldn't be this like squeaky disaster that you guys are dealing with listening to.
He does have a voice for podcasting, that is for sure.
He does. What are you saying there, Jay?
What?
Has a voice for podcasting?
No, I was so you jumped on my joke, Leno, but I was going to say he has a voice for podcasting, but he wrote us an email.
Yeah, okay. I did you a favor.
Good one, dude. Good one.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're okay. Fuck you.
You stepped on my joke.
Okay, it wasn't really a joke. It was a transition.
Obviously,
and you jumped on my transition.
It wasn't really a joke. It was terrible.
You son of a bitch. All right, here we go. Hello, married men. Naughty Catholic's email last week was basically didn't want her husband to masturbate because she wanted him to save that sexual energy for her.
Yeah, which I it made sense to me.
Boston said, "You fucking monster." I think that's a paraphrasing.
I think it's what he said.
And I aligned with Mr. Christopher, who lives in the vicinity, somewhat area of Boston. Massachusetts. So after hearing the Naughty Catholic's email last week about forbidding her husband from masturbating, I thought I would write in as I feel I might be able to offer some advice. I listened to you guys read her email in its entirety. However, I have a feeling that there might be something deeper going on than simply wanting her husband to save all his energy for her. If she's being totally honest in her explanation and she and her husband have a very active and healthy sexual life, then there is nothing wrong with any of this. But I think that what could really be going on here is insecurity manifesting itself. I am wondering if she doesn't want her husband masturbating because she's concerned that him doing that is some kind of proof that he would rather entertain sexual thoughts with whatever woman is in his head rather than with her, which would mean to her that he would actually prefer to be with someone else, and thus the continuing worry would then be for that preference to manifest itself in the real world. I bring this up because this is something that I've struggled with in the past. Whenever I've had a girlfriend, I've never had a desire to masturbate. I'll pause here to let all the merry men finish laughing.
Did Jay tell a joke again?
This wasn't due to the fact that I was having tons of sex. Believe me, the exact opposite was the case. But rather because I was with a girl I was crazy about, so I had no need to fantasize about anyone else. Along these lines, I have had concerns that if I was with a girl and she masturbated from time to time, it would mean that she wasn't into me the same way, that she instead preferred her fantasies and would therefore, in a perfect world, rather be with someone else. The difference, however, is I would never take the step to ask or demand her to refrain from masturbating simply because I have no right to tell her what she does with her own body, and I would posit that the naughty Catholic doesn't have this right either. If any of this is ringing true to her, my advice would be to confront these insecurities head on with her husband and have a talk about her feelings on this issue and why it truly bothers her. Doing this will hopefully reassure some of her concerns and perhaps even strengthen her relationship with Mr. Naughty. Now that I've given some hopefully helpful advice, I'd like to springboard off a recurring topic of the past few episodes and ask you fine gentlemen a question of my own. Do we want to pause here and respond to the first section of this email? Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timothy, take it away.
Okay. So here's the deal. After hearing Naughty Catholic's email, I of course was on Team Boston there for once, because, you know, like, it's like telling, like, you might as well tell the guy to hold his breath or not, you know, like, like, hey, you can't breathe, man. I mean, I don't know. It's like one of those things where, like, I feel like this is a romantic idea of, and like also what John said, I feel like it's a very romantic idea. It's like, oh man, I just want all my love to give to you. But in reality, in like a relationship, how is that possible? I mean, you're not, you know, to quote the broadcast or whatever, you know, there's a week, a month where like things should, like, sometimes it's more than a week, but you know, things aren't like so copacetic around the house, and so like maybe my needs aren't being met that week, and like, you know, I'm not a monster, I can wait like more than 7 days, but after 7 days, I mean, come on, or like, you know, 3 days or 1 day or whatever, but really
I feel like 7 days is like that maximum where then a guy just turns into a total asshole for a while. Is that like the cutoff point? 7 days?
I think it's seven. I start going numb, but I think like three or four is where I'm like pissed, and then seven's where I start to like turn the corner where it's like, okay, well, whatever.
Buy your own toilet paper.
I'll just buy your own toilet paper, you asshole. So I think that like the notion is okay, but I feel like that's something you say like when you're like early on in that love factor, like early on in the relationship where you have that like passionate like love. It's like, oh, I just want to save myself for you, and like you're the only one. I don't want to expend any of my energy to anyone else. And
No, you hang up.
Yeah,
no,
and meanwhile, like, hey, you know, let the baby have its bottle, or maybe it's a coping mechanism to where, like, you know, I've been married 13 years, man, and you know, my wife's got no problem with my, you know, activities, or it's something that, like, and clearly you guys know my situation right now, so clearly she's got no problem as long as I'm not a complete monster all the time. And guess what? That's my medicine. That helps me stay out of like total asshole mode. So to answer Naughty Catholic and to answer John, I mean, I as far as like a level of trust or whatever, I mean, to each their own, and to your relationship, I think that like if he's willing to do that, but to me, like I heard that and I instantly like, oh, that dude's lying. He's just he's just saying that to her to make her feel good. And like, I don't know, if you go check a browser history, you find like the secret like spank banker or the secret like hidden chamber where like he takes care of himself. But and then maybe, hey, but maybe Naughty Catholic's like insatiable and like or insatiable. Thanks, Nick.
It's insatiable, but good job.
And maybe Naughty Catholic needs it like more than the husband does. And hey, good on you, man. And in fact, if that's the case, congratulations, you found the unicorn. But yeah, in times of toughness, there's nothing wrong with it. And so I mean, no hate on you for limiting your husband, but I think that like in the long run, he's probably lying, and you're forcing him to be a liar. I mean, maybe if you offered it like this, hey, I'd appreciate it if you didn't. But if you did, NBD, you know, like, but save yourself for me. And if you have the urge, come to me. I want to take care of it. And then if that's a matter of being like having low self-esteem, like John is suggesting that it's a matter of like, you know, like insecurity, hey, good for the husband. You know, it's like, hey, you know, if he gets it as much as he wants it, good on him. If he's not, you shouldn't limit something that is natural.
All right.
All right.
No, yeah, I think, at least from our perspective, that's. But I will say, I think Naughty Catholic's response might answer some of these questions, I will say. But the second half of John's email here is as follows. Regarding engagement, specifically exact moment when the big question has popped. There has been a lot of talk over the last few episodes about the planning that has gone into them, and most of your guests, and even Jay himself, bringing up how their soon-to-be fiancés not only knew most of the details in advance, but many essentially took the lead in arranging them, picking out their own ring, etc. I feel like this has become much more common recently in that for almost everyone I know who has gotten married in the past decade, both spouses have had pretty much an equal hand in the engagement process. That being said, my question is, call me old-fashioned, but that doesn't make the entire thing, doesn't that make the entire thing a little less special? I understand and agree with the logic of having conversations about marriage and the topic surrounding it in advance, but I've always had in my head that an engagement should be a surprise, and if the girl knows it's coming, especially to the degree of literally choosing her own ring, I can't help but feel that it takes something away from the moment of truth. I know the easy answer is you're getting engaged, it'll be special no matter what, but I do think something is lost if there is essentially no surprise when the magic moment comes and therefore makes the process a little less than it could have been. Keep up the great work. Hashtag Team Tim.
Yes. Wow. Fan favorite.
I can answer this.
Okay.
My wife points out to me a lot of times that I never asked her to marry me. I go, okay, but how long have we been married? How many people have that big special moment that's, oh, it's such a surprise. Oh, my God. And then they're divorced a year later. I don't think you need the special. I mean, it's a day. It's like, oh, my God, yeah, but your special. It's having the kids. It's having the family. Having those are the memories and being able to survive this many years of marriage is what, you know. To me personally, I didn't need this. We were going to get married in the summer, but we had to push it up a few more months because, something was on its way. So we had to, nobody wanted to walk down the aisle with
shotgun
a
shotgun wedding.
Pizza? So we pushed it up a few months, but it was no, she goes, but you never asked me to marry. I go, well, I could ask you to marry. We could have been divorced 6 months later. I don't understand what we're complaining about. So personally, I don't think you need a special. I mean, you could do the Disneyland one where they go to Disneyland, do all the special things.
But in all fairness to your perspective, I will say that you only think marriage is important if you're even having kids. What else? Why bother? Et cetera, et
no,
cetera.
That's not what I said. That's not exactly what I said. It's blown out of proportion. No, I said, I go, that's the only reason I would get married is to have kids. I mean, you could live together forever without saying I do and still be happier than most people that are married. Right. It's what you make out of it's what you make out as a couple, not what everybody says you have to do. If that's right. What makes you feel special, John, having a special surprise, go for it. But you take a chance for, you know, if you want to do it on the big screen TV in a sports arena or something like that, be careful. She could say no.
That's true. That's the scary part. Like if you're going to do the big engagement surprise at a sporting event, I would hope you would know for pretty damn sure she would say yes. Cause,
yeah. But I get it. If that's what you want, do that.
Or
if I
was going to be proposed to, I would just say yes, even if I didn't want to say yes, just to not hurt the person's feelings, and then say no once we got, you know, away from the stadium.
But you're like someone on The Bachelor.
Pretty much, because I just who would want to like say no in front of like, you know, like what if it was like a nationally televised baseball game or something, and then it's like on TV and it's in the stadium, and that's just that's
like,
too much
be
pressure.
Like Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Jay cheering up.
Have you guys seen that one guy who proposed on? He was at a UCLA game and he was on the jumbo screen and proposed, and she said no.
Yeah. And then she runs away or something like that.
But wasn't that staged? Yeah, yeah. Like, I heard that was kind of staged or something.
I don't know. Yeah. It seemed pretty real to me.
There's a whole documentary about that guy, about that moment and like,
oh, really?
His reasoning why he thought like she said no and what like the reason she gave him. And then like the documentary takes a really weird turn. It's called Unhung Hero, I believe it's what it's called. And huh. It It's all about the guy researching penis enlargement.
Oh. So he thought he got denied the engagement, so he said he needed a bigger penis?
Yeah, she said that he has a tiny dick, and
is this true?
This is 100% true. It's a movie.
So bad enough he got rejected.
But she said he had a small penis.
And then they came out and said, "Oh, you know, you got a small dick." So yeah, that ain't gonna work. Why was she with him then? Why
That's
was
horrible.
She with him?
Yeah,
well, there's your special surprise. Yes.
Yeah, it's Unhung Hero. It's called. And it's a documentary, and his name's Patrick Moot.
Who wants a last name of Moot?
And I watched the movie. It was actually he basically turns it into a investigation into like all the different methods of penis enlargement, and it kind of goes through like stretching like weights or whatever.
I swear, baby, it's not mine.
People inject collagen and stuff, but it all starts with that UCLA. Proposal. It's on YouTube if you guys want to see it. Type in UCLA. She says no. Proposal.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty brutal. It does kind of look staged, but that's what makes me think it's real, because I think it would be more over the top if it was staged.
So what do you think? Do you think it should be special, or does it matter?
Oh, anymore? So in my
ours was horrible, so I don't care.
the older I get, and the more I learn that like all that stuff's bullshit. Like a big wedding, like ultimately
you
have the memories, but really it's just like a big JO session for yourself. And it's like it depends how
you can
big
say jack off session here. Is just so you know,
it's funnier if you say JO though, man. I know I can say jack off, man. You know. I didn't want to get Jack confused by saying jack off, so he would have logged off.
Oh, it's over, we're done.
Okay. Oh, bye guys. But yeah, so in my opinion, it's just like you do this big old thing and like, yeah, good for you. I mean, are you doing it for the Facebook likes and the hope that you go viral nowadays? Or like for me, when I got proposed, it was a very organic moment. I didn't even know I was proposing. I didn't have a ring, and it just kind of happened. I was, as a dumb college age person who like was so, was dumb, but was in love. And so it felt right. I didn't plan anything big. And the next day we went together and picked out the ring, because I didn't even want the pressure of like having to pick out a ring. And Julianne's kind of like, control freak that way. So it was fine. she picked out the ring and she's happy with it. So that's the thing. And it's like those moments where it's like, oh, it's Charlotte's my daughter, fifth birthday, and we have to do this big old thing. And it's like, it's just a birthday. Let's not like inflate her head. She's not a princess, and it's like yeah, I know a lot of people want it to be special, and good on that other married man guy, I can't remember his name. He has a podcast that he does about something. What's his name?
Brian.
Not
Nick, Brian,
not Nick and not Boston, that guy. that guy, yeah, good on him on his proposal and everything. He had a funny story, but for me, it's about like being with the person, and if that person needs that, then go for it. Have a big engagement or whatever. But if you're like-minded individuals, it doesn't have to be a big deal. Just like your wedding, and then again, I'm saying this, and we had a moderate wedding. It wasn't like a huge hoopla, but it was one of those things where it's like, had I been able to do it again, I would tell myself to elope. But when you're there and you're in that situation, you have to do it. You don't know until you do it. And it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I had a kid, and like people are like, oh, you're not going to sleep and wait till you do this and this. And you think, well, that's not going to be my kid and that's not going to be me. But then you have the baby and you're like, okay, I see why these stereotypes are stereotypes. Yes. They happen for a reason, and you end up becoming that person who's like, oh, wait till. Well, that's the thing I work hard to not be, is the person who's like, oh, congratulations, I hope you don't like sleeping. And it's like,
yeah, like yeah, that's true. Like, you're absolutely right. But it's like, why do you have to be so fucking negative? Let me just enjoy the excitement of having a kid.
Yeah, that's true, but I said that to someone like a month ago.
I know. It's a shitty comment, and everybody says it like instinctively.
It's a shitty comment, but I think you said it's something you have to pass down. I mean,
no,
you have to
give, just let them enjoy this time. They're gonna have a shitty experience anyway. Just let them have the shitty experience.
Well, you want it to be a surprise?
Oh, I it's thought it was gonna
sleep. Be. Everybody knows you're not gonna get sleep.
Jack, do you think you're the first person who said this to this person? No, like,
no, everybody said it to me, so I'm passing it on.
Yeah, so
it's like
herpes. you just gave them baby herpes. It's congratulations. Your life's fucked now.
I don't do so much the sleeping one. I said, wait till you get the diaper where it's 3 o'clock in the morning and the shit's all the way up their back. And they're waking you up screaming. You get up there. What do you want? You pick up. You go, oh, crap. I got shit all over my hands. Why? Because there's a shit explosion all over their back, all over the crib, all over everything. That's what you're looking for. That's when he just looked at me with his scared look in his face. That's when I knew I had him. Mm-hmm. So I was satisfied after that.
And then he's going to pass his baby herpes on to the next person, and the cycle continues.
Because isn't that the worst thing? I mean, we've all had it, right? Where you wake up with.
I don't have herpes, dude.
So,
I don't want to put that out there.
But you gotta have sex to have herpes, right?
oh, damn, old man with the jokes. Old man with the jokes. He still got it.
Yeah, you know.
All right, let's go to our next email.
Are you guys convinced me? I won't tell anybody the next time they tell me they're gonna have a baby. Oh, you're gonna be lacking. I usually do the crap one.
Just say congratulations, and then behind their back be like, "What a fucking asshole!" You know, that guy's gonna get all the diapers everywhere.
I do tell guys that if they tell me they already have one daughter, like age two or three, and they're having another daughter, I go, "I feel bad for you." Mm-hmm. I think that's fair warning, because they need to be warned. If I would have been warned, I may not have had another child right after I had my daughter.
But that's like going up to someone who was attacked by a shark and been like, oh, yeah, sharks attack people. It's like he's already got his leg. He's already like his leg's about to be bitten off, or he's already in trouble. And what's it? Salt? You're going to warn him?
Well,
like, what's he going to do? Oh, man, honey, we have to have an abortion because this old bald guy told me that, like, I'm going to be in trouble. So let's.
You tell the person getting bit by a shark. You say, you know, it's pretty rare that someone gets bit by a shark.
Yeah, I know that you're like in your third trimester, but this guy at an ice skating rink told me that there's going to be shitty diapers, so let's call it off.
Oh, you don't call off for the shitty diapers, but having the two, I mean, come on.
All right.
It's a girl, let's go. We're going to leave her by.
No.
We're going to give her up for adoption. Because this podcaster guy told me that I'm in trouble.
If you want peace, that's what you'll listen to me.
I gave up my child for adoption because I listened to a podcast.
Oh, shit. There's gonna be some poor girl, little girl out there that has all these fucking issues because of you, Jack. So I hope you're happy. All right, let's go to the next
Changing
email.
Changing lives one podcast at a time.
We're running way too long. Next email.
You don't ever hear that, do you, Jack?
No, never. If it's usually like more than 2 minutes, like, all right, hurry up, let's go.
Oh, I've had that before too.
On the last episode with Chris in the general Boston area. The three of you spent a good deal of time talking about the naughty Catholic and her request for her husband to stop masturbating. For one, the only response to that is, yes, dear, what you don't know won't hurt her. Secondly, and not to get too personal, but what is the normal number of times to do this in a given week? Based on your responses, it sounds like you each do it half a dozen times a day. Just curious as to whether or not I'm actually keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak. CJ Jones. That.
There was a great line. I don't know, do you guys watch Veep?
Yes.
I haven't seen this season, but yes.
There's a great line a few weeks ago from one. I can't remember the guy. He's the older guy in the show, and he said, "Yeah, it's basically for just decorations now."
Yeah, that's something like Ben.
Ben, that's right. It was something like that, and I just started laughing because I go, "Yeah, okay, that's me."
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just you get older, and the thought of having a third daughter. No, I'm kidding.
Oh no, but we're not talking about daughters.
I know.
We've already solved
the having two daughters problem, Jack. You already solved it. Give
the kid up for adoption. That wasn't my advice.
That's basically what you're saying.
No, I just said, hey, just be prepared. No, you have the daughter. You got to be prepared for it, though.
First of all, did you say who this was that wrote in? Because I feel like Jay is just setting me up to like find out how often I jerk off.
I care about how much you jerk off. It's CJ Jones, one of our community members.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know that guy. Speaking of jerk offs. No, I like CJ a lot. He's funny. Well, Jack, I mean, you're gonna go like really for real? Is that decorative? Like, can we go into this or?
Yeah, I think we can. It's just just kind of you know.
I'm gonna turn my headphones off. Go ahead.
I just want to know when I will be cured of this obsession. Like, at what age? Like, can I expect to like not like
it,
have?
It starts hitting your 50s, I think. You know,
50. Okay.
Yeah, 50, something like that. Yeah.
Before that,
it's like nonstop. Then you just get.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't wait. My in-laws are very, like I talked about my mother-in-law, they're very sharing as far as like their sex life and everything. And
really?
Yes, I know it's, way, that's, way, that's, I know everything. It's insane. Like, but I know like my father-in-law was like insatiable, up until I think he's like 58 now, and then he had prostate cancer, and that apparently still got the urge, but he can't get it going. It's like,
oh,
terrible.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it's that sounds like the worst, like to have that itch and not have the
can't scratch not, it. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. So I mean, let's see, how many days are in a week? No, I mean, you know, a couple times a week, I guess. Can't sleep or like anytime I'm angry. That's like good milk. Get a good good alternative. Our home
stress
is
relief.
Like lactose intolerant, so I can't drink warm milk. So let's just say that. Thanks for asking, CJ Jones. I'll have to say this last year has been a high year as far as like the jerking.
A high yield? A high yield count?
Yeah. If I had to chart my levels, I would say this is close to like, you know, the 13 to 15 year levels of jerking off in the Tim scale.
Haven't seen a surge like this since about when you were 15.
Tim, are you in the bathroom again? Yes.
You're taking really long showers, Tim.
My skateboard's in there.
Skateboard. Oh, God.
All right. Let's move on to the person that started all of this, the naughty Catholic. She has sent in an email, so let's hear her thoughts and response. Okay, guys, hearing you read my email out loud made me realize the error I made. Oh, the title of this email is I'm a Monster.
Because Chris did say that.
Obviously, I am very naive about how often men need a release. Ironically, I heard a news story a few days before your podcast and told hubby I changed my mind about him masturbating. The story actually said it makes men get turned on more easily the more they do it. I figure that can be beneficial for me. to answer, well, actually, I guess so, Tim, then you should just not masturbate at all, right? So then that way you won't, you know, get the urge.
I'll try that.
So don't drink any water, and then you won't have the desire to drink more water. It sounds perfect. To answer some of your questions, I definitely do not have hang-ups about it. So there you go, John. Yes, I've done it, and we have quite a collection of toys, lotions, creams, etc. In fact, I had a sex toy party last month.
What?
My request was truly...
You know, do you remember when we got invited to Vegas for the sex...
sex toy convention, wasn't it?
We're actually going to Vegas, but not until Friday. The party was on Thursday. We couldn't change our flights.
What?
As part of the married man. It was a married man thing, and we just... I don't know.
Wow.
We blew it.
Yeah, that's a big mistake.
It was it's a huge mistake and one I regret. I was under 50 then, so it was
shit. All right, so
CJ, that's how you tell jokes.
I'm not the funny guy. I'm the guy that moves it along. My request was truly just me hoping to get more action. Based on conversations I've had with friends, I think I do have a higher sex drive than many women. Hubby has a healthy drive too, but life gets busy and sometimes leaves little time and energy for sex. I hope I have redeemed myself. Julie, the naughty Catholic. So what do you think, gentlemen? Has she redeemed herself here?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. She's not a monster. I mean, if anything, she was trying to be greedy. She was trying to like improve her own sex life. I mean, that's very selfish. You say, hey, don't jerk off because I want you to want to have sex more often. Yeah, that's like the best. You're an angel. You're not a monster.
you're like the perfect situation. thank you, the naughty Catholic.
You're muffled, Jake.
Because we're switching to phone calls here, because we did get one phone call in.
Oh,
so,
we're favorite.
I'm pretty sure once we called out Tim, he started sending texts around the world to try and get in a call. So,
what?
I'm not blowing up your spot. I'm not blowing up your spot, but we do have a phone call here. But naughty Catholic, thank you so much for writing back in and responding. If anybody has any thoughts on this subject, please feel free to email us at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com or give us a call at 385-309-0311. If you don't call...
No. 510.
Shit, you're right. 510-69 Taffy. If you don't call, Tim is going to force you to call. So just do it. You guys ready for this call?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Oh, wait, shit. Hold on. Sorry. Worst produced ever.
All over again.
Anyways, how you guys doing? Doing all right? Enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, doing okay. It's been an okay show, I think.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay, Jack, and Tim. I have a question for you about dating. Jack, you've been married forever. Tim, you've also been married for over a decade. Jay, you're kind of new to this whole marriage thing. But
half a decade?
My question for you guys is, how do you feel about the modern era of people dating more than one person at a time? Meaning you're not exclusive. You can see other people while you're dating somebody else. It just feels like it can get messy really fast. I'm kind of in one of these scenarios myself where I'm dating somebody and it seems like it's going really well. But it's fairly open, and also – we both have the opportunity to date other people at the same time. So it's definitely been fun, but just wondered what your thoughts were, since we were all kind of raised in a different perspective or different time periods. Brad, looking forward to your thoughts. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right.
I grew up in the 60s and 70s, so I don't think it's new.
Yeah, is it the fishbowl party, the swinger parties? Is that what?
Yeah, they would bring it. They'd bring you, drop your keys into a thing. And, I mean, I wasn't. I was just a kid. But,
whoa!
The keys, and you just go up. No, I don't.
Was it a bunch of priests at this party?
Shit.
No, that was the naughty with the naughty Catholic, right? No. I wasn't talking about our naughty Catholic. I was just talking about either. No, I just
Wait,
think.
So your parents were swingers? Is what you're saying? You went to a fishbowl party? Where your parents brought you to a
Jackie,
a
you sit over here. You sit over here in this corner.
Make sure nothing happens. No. No, I didn't. No, my parents were not swingers. But no, I just. No, I'm just saying I don't care. Me personally, if that's what you people want to do, I don't care. If you can live with it, but you have to be open about it. If you're going to get in someone with an open relationship, you can't be jealous. You have to be.
Well, yeah, I think you have to
able
be
able to handle it. If you can't handle it, don't do it.
Yeah, I think like anything, it's like both partners have to be. Oh, and again, Colleen and I are not in an open relationship, but. I think
sounded a little disappointed by that. It's like, oh, Colleen and I are not open relationship.
He was biting back the word yet. was his problem. It was he didn't want to say yet.
He's like, Dad, tell me more about those fishbowl parties.
What type of dip do we serve at one of these parties? I just want to know for someone else.
It's mixed dips. You just have
It's French onion, right? But
you have a whole bunch of different dips, so you can swap between dips.
Exactly.
You don't be stuck with one dip. You want to have choice,
and you can double dip. And you can double dip all you like.
Yeah, but you need that sock to clean it up. In between.
LukeRate.com/JaneJack. So I think if you're going to be in an open relationship, you have to, both partners have to be totally okay with it. It can't just be like one being gung-ho about it and the other one, you know, like, oh, I don't really want it. So you do have to be both open to that. I would think.
It's like, yeah, I can handle it. Then you can't.
Yeah.
Because that's just, you can't sit there and say, I can handle it. Then you can't. I mean, you're going to be, that's just going to ruin the relationship, right?
Yeah, and I think like you could go into it and be like, oh, I think I can handle it. And if you can't, you just need to speak up and be like, yo, I'm not cool with this. I thought I would be cool, but I want something more serious. And maybe because that's
maybe because you're going like, you know, you're getting like lots of guys to date. I'm only getting you. Nobody else wants to date me. That could hurt
right.
you.
Yeah, it's not good if you're the ugly one in the relationship. Is that is that what we're saying here? Like,
that's pretty cruel, there, Jay.
You said it, not me. I'm
said
calling out what I'm hearing here.
I'm just saying one guy. Some people just aren't sociable. They just can only get one person. So I didn't say they were ugly. That's what you said.
Okay, all right. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Well, what you're hearing is not what I'm saying. Yeah.
I think that like, yeah, just about honesty. And if that's like anything and communication in any relationship, if you want to be open, that's fine. If that's your relationship, good for you. I could not imagine, honestly, like surprise, I didn't date a lot guys and I got married when I was like 22. I'm no Boston or Brian. I don't know.
How's Brian? Nick?
Yeah, that guy. He has that podcast. It's called Movie Something or Other.com. Yeah, you should check it out. I heard they talk about podcasts or something. Recon. What I think is that as long as like both of you are cool with it, that's fine. I grew up in a different time period than I'm older than Jay. So
you're Gen X. I'm a millennial.
Yeah, I'm a Gen Xer, and we grew up in like the time of AIDS. So like dating lots of people were kind of frowned upon. AIDS mania was going on, and so it wasn't that.
So the millennials are like the new flower child generation. They're just having sex with everybody.
Are they? I don't know.
I'm an old millennial, so I live in both worlds.
Oh yeah, you're like Blade. You're
Daywalker.
But my point is like, if it works for you, good. If you are having a problem with it, then speak up. And maybe the person is just waiting for you to like be that way. But also double edged sword, the person be like, okay, peace out, yo. So if you're happy, then I have no problem.
Yes.
Happy. That's my advice.
Do what makes you happy. Exactly. You gotta whatever makes you happy, and if you're both, you know, into what that is, then go for it.
More power to you.
But you can't do it where it's only one and not the other, because that's not fair. That's kind of any relationship. It's any relationship, regardless of like whether it's about an open relationship or whether it's a one person relationship likes to buy a lot of toys. Like it's just whatever it is, you know.
Are we talking about naughty Catholic again?
or my less cool toy collection.
Oh, they don't vibrate.
Maybe some. I have a dinosaur that walks.
A dinosaur that walks.
It vibrates, kind of moves along.
Never heard of that one.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sounds like it's stuff that would hurt.
Very sharp teeth. Very sharp teeth. All right.
It's got a lot of spikes and teeth.
Stegosaurus. It's rough. It's rough.
Is it supposed to hurt?
All right. That is a good place to wrap up this show as any. If you'd like to give us a call, do so at 510-69-TAFFY. Once again, it's 510-69-TAFFY. Also, you can send an email to us at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Also, want to send a special thanks to Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Brad from Chicago for contributing at a significant amount, and to all of our patrons, all 132 of them. If you'd like to become the 133rd, do so today by going to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
I said, yeah, right. And we also want to shout out Uncle Larry from San Antone. he's a good patron, too. No, it's so easy to become a patron. You know what, guys? I'm a patron. Did you know that? Did you know that?
You were one of the first patrons, I believe.
Yeah, I was number two, I believe. Two or three, I think.
Colleen just said three, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Natasha, Will, then you. So you're the third.
So close.
That's not bad. You're the second loser.
It's all right. I don't give you guys that much money, so.
Like the third wheel.
Maybe like the third host on a podcast.
Actually, I take it as a compliment because I know you just pay a lot for toilet paper. So.
Yeah, exactly. I have to save my cash for toilet paper because my living adult child of a roommate doesn't understand that like food just doesn't magically populate in the refrigerator. He's like, man, we don't have any food. I'm like, go get some. He's like, when are you going to the store?
What a mooch.
We got to have him on the podcast one of these
Yes.
days. Oh, he's awesome. He's so much fun.
Maybe Tim's next guest host run.
Yeah, I don't know. He's more explicit than even your show. So
it's the married man. You can say whatever you want.
We had Taffy on here for 9 years.
Yeah. But all Robbie's right. different.
Fair enough.
If you guys want to go that way, I'll bring him on. He's fun.
Just be forewarned.
Can't guarantee what he's going to say.
Fair enough. All right. That is it. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Can I also say everyone should listen to Brian's podcast, whatever it is, because he needs a promotion. And if you want to sponsor Nick to get him new internet, that would be good. Your Patreon dollars could help go towards that to get him dial up. We'll send him in. If you guys join, if we reach the $20,000 level on Patreon, we'll send Nick an AOL Instant Messenger CD he can install on his. And hey, Boston, what's up? I like Boston this week.
Oh shit! All right, that's a great place to close it out here.
Good job.
Check out all of our other shows. I think is the Hell on Wheels show up and running right now, Jack?
Actually, we're going to record tomorrow.
Tomorrow, so that
Saturday we are going to record Saturday right after the episode. It's just been a hectic couple weeks, so just finding time to record has been kind of hard right now. But we're going to record tomorrow. And then we'll record the third episode Saturday right after the episode.
Also, check out all of the shows that we do over on our whole enchilada feed. And I was going to say also, have you seen the trailer for Westworld? Looks fucking amazing.
So is that a possibility you want to podcast about?
I may have to podcast about it. Maybe.
Have you watched that show on Showtime called Roadies?
I haven't.
Yeah, it was okay.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. We'll see you guys next week. I believe Nick's the next guest host. So Nick will be on.
I'm going to be on next week.
Oh, Nick, you're already here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I showed up this one, too. So I just got. Just want to say, hey, for next week, I just want you guys to.
Oh, shit, Nick, I thought you finally fixed your internet. You sound really clear there for a second. Oh, we lost him again.
Oh, he dropped off.
Yeah, he dropped off. Shit. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Laters.